Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said the international community has agreed on what she called strong new sanctions on Iran over its nuclear program. They include an arms embargo and more inspections of vessels suspected of containing cargo related to Iran's nuclear program.
Russia, China, the United States, the UK, France, and Germany, along with the High Representative of the EU, are proceeding to rally the international community on behalf of a strong sanctions resolution that will, in our view, send an unmistakable message about what is expected from Iran.
Just a day earlier, Iran, Brazil, and Turkey announced an agreement for Tehran to swap much of its enriched uranium in exchange for nuclear fuel for a medical reactor. While the U.S. acknowledged the efforts of Turkey and Brazil, Clinton said there are still unanswered questions. She said the agreement on sanctions was reached in cooperation with China and Russia. The two countries had earlier resisted new sanctions. They were apparently concerned by Iran's ongoing nuclear enrichment, which was not addressed in the swap deal. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev.
One question still remains. Will Iran itself enrich uranium? As far as I understand from Iranian officials, Iran will continue to do such work. In that case, the concern of the international community will also continue.
China also said questions remain.
We welcome the fact that Brazil, Turkey, and Iran reached an agreement on supplying Tehran's nuclear reactor. We hope this will help promote the peaceful settlement of the Iranian nuclear issue through negotiations.
Max Bergman of the Center for American Progress says Russia and China's rapid agreement on sanctions was a surprise. Both countries have economic ties with Iran.
But I think their hand may have been forced a bit by the announcement coming out of Iran.
Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says his country's nuclear program is for peaceful purposes. But Sharon Squassoni at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says, since Iran will not be sending all of its enriched uranium to Turkey, it will still be able to make a nuclear bomb.
The estimates now are if Iran sends that 1,200 kilograms of low-enriched uranium to Turkey, it still has enough of that LEU to make into highly enriched uranium to build at least one weapon.
But she says the West should not reject the Iranian deal outright, because it shows Tehran is at least concerned about international opinion.
Even though it is, I believe, politically motivated to ward off sanctions, should be considered very carefully and thoroughly before rejecting it, because it does represent a small step, a small concession.
Experts point out that the proposed sanctions are not just aimed against Iran. Another goal is to prevent other countries from following Iran's example. Ravi Khanna, VOA News, Washington.